Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello out there, all around the world, from my satellite to your satellite, from my office to your office, from my office to your chair or your couch or your car. It's Monday night. It's November 20th, 2017, from the day I was born. Who knows what's going to happen this day? I didn't. Did you? Hope this message finds you well. You're listening to Chris Kelly from 80s TV, show number 38. We haven't done a show in over a month, I believe. It's been a while. A lot of things going on. The holidays are coming up. Working a lot. Focusing on some new projects. Day job keeps me busy. To have that, I'm blessed to do everything that I do. So I hope you are as well. A lot of things to catch up on. There's a lot of things in the news. A lot of things have happened since we spoke last. Has anybody been watching Stranger Things? Have you been caught up? Did you do your binge watching? I did. I feel like watching it again. Something we'll touch on. 9 o'clock tonight, George Rother, otherwise known as Movie Guy 24/7, is going to call in. He's going to let us know what's going on in the movies, what's hot, what's not. And what to go see. So if you have a question for him, feel free to write in at Chris Kelly from 80s TV on Facebook, or Chris Kelly Nation on Facebook as well. My microphone tonight is sponsored by the company Pop Voice. They have a great microphone for podcast and internet radio. I'm very happy with it, and I suggest if you're unhappy with whatever you're using, to try the Pop Voice microphone. Comes in very handy. Gosh, I'm a little rusty. I haven't done this in a while. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 718-508-9883. I do ask that you send a message on Facebook letting me know that you're going to call in and letting me know which number you're going to use. Then I know that you're calling in. We've had some crank calls in the past, and this is the best way I can get around any crank callers calling in. Don't waste my time, crank callers. I got no time for you. Anyway, hope this evening finds you all well. Let's see what's in the news. I did just see this evening that Trump has declared North Korea a state of that sponsors terrorism. Who knows if this is going to escalate to? Who knows if China, Russia, whoever can talk some sense into everyone and find a nice solution to keep us all from war. I don't want any war. I got so many issues going on in life. How about you? I don't like talking about politics, so I'm going to steer clear of that. I will say that there's been a large rash of sexual assault allegations in the entertainment industry. I'm seeing it spill over into the news industry. It's disheartening to see so many stories and telling the truth and who isn't. But, you know, for all the ones that are true, and if that's all of them, it's just sad to hear. Guys, let's brush up our acts. If it's a guy, if it's a female, let's be ladies and men, ladies and gentlemen, everyone, the way it used to be. And stop making bad headlines. Let's make some good headlines together. That's what I say. What else has been going on? Again, I mentioned earlier in my Facebook Live video that if you're from the Philadelphia area, I'd be doing a travesty if I didn't say, go Birds. The Philadelphia Eagles are on a soaring streak right now, and hopefully it continues to grow. According to BleedingGreenNation.com, some of their notes from the game last night. Let's see what they had to say. Eagles-Cowboys final score. They list the 10 things we learned from Philadelphia destroying Dallas. The Eagles are virtually the NFC East champion. If you look at the standings, I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles 9-1. Dallas Cowboys are 5-5. The Redskins are 4-6. And the Giants are 2-8. The Eagles' magic number to win the division is down to 3. That means it'll only take 3 more combined Eagles wins or Cowboy losses for Philly to officially clinch the division crown. How sweet it is, what I'd say. The only controversy I see in the NFL is that there is no controversy with the Eagles kicking some rear end lately. What else do we have here? The 10 things they listed. So let's see what else. The Eagles are virtually the NFC East champions is number 1. Number 2, the Eagles can still be dominant even when they don't play all four quarters. They've proven that in many games over the last few that they've had. Number three, Carson Wentz versus Dak Prescott. I'm sorry, guys, Carson Wentz. What else do we have? We have number four, Doug Peterson redeemed himself, is what they say. Peterson had one of his worst games of his coaching career in Dallas last season, if we all remember that. We all remember the play that took the Eagles out of field goal range, and then this poor decision to punt. It just didn't work out. Last night, redemption. Number five, the J train is off to an explosive start. A.J. Ajayi has only been with the Eagles for two games. He's already has 15 carries for 168 yards and one touchdown, plus one reception for 10 yards, thanks for some help from an awesome Eagles defensive line. He's already looking like a beast in this offense. Keep it up, guys. Just keep it up. Number six, Alshon Jeffery is heating up down the stretch. Number seven, Ronald Darby gives the defense a big boost. Yes, he did. Number eight, Derek Barnett is a beast. Number nine, Kamu Grugier-Hill should be NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And number 10, the most important words still ring true. Dallas sucks. All of this from BleedingGreenNation.com. And that was the Eagles-Cowboys final score. 10 things we learned that Philadelphia destroying Dallas. Again, I want to say if anyone wanted to call in tonight, just send me a Facebook message ahead of time and give me the number that you're going to be calling from so I can recognize it. The number here is, which is our number, 718-508-9883. Malcolm Young, AC/DC founder with his brothers. He's actually the co-founder with Angus, but I know there's an older brother as well, who also has passed away. But Malcolm Young, according to Rolling Stone, guitarist and co-founder of AC/DC, died Saturday at the age of 64. Young had been suffering with dementia for the past 3 years, an illness that forced his retirement from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted band. He founded with his brother Angus in 1973. Wow. I was 3 years old then. Must have been rocking out. Let's hear a little bit. You ready? As a rhythm guitarist for a hard rocking band, Young served as an indispensable foil to Angus's arena-stuffing riffs. It was reported today it is with deep, heartfelt sadness that AC/DC has to announce the passing of Malcolm Young. AC/DC wrote that in a statement. Malcolm, along with his brother Angus, was the founder and creator of AC/DC. With enormous dedication and commitment, he was the driving force behind the band. As a guitarist, songwriter, and visionary, he was a perfectionist and a unique man. He always stuck to his guns and did it and said exactly what he wanted. He took pride in all that he endeavored, and his loyalty to his fans was unsurpassed. His brother Angus added, "Brother, it's hard to express in words what he has meant to me during my life. The bond we had was unique and very special. And he's behind an enormous legacy that will live on forever. Malcolm, job well done." The Young brothers lost their older brother, George Young. I knew there was another brother. The Easy Beats guitarist and AC/DC longtime producer in October, only a month ago, at the age of 70. So may he rest in peace, Malcolm Young. You will not be forgotten for your contributions to our music-loving ears and euphoric and excited emotions at the sound of the music that you created. Thank you very much. another actor that passed away today. A lot of actors have been passing away. Can't believe it. Just seems like everybody you seem to know growing up in the 70s and 80s is starting to pass. Today it was Touched by an Angel star, Della Reese. She was 86 years old. I primarily remember her from Touched by an Angel, but there's a lot more to her history. Let me share some with you. And this is according to TheWeek.com. Singer Della Reese, star of the television series Touched by an Angel, has died. She was 76. Reese had a lot of accomplishments. Her husband, Franklin, let send a statement. That Reese died at her home in California, surrounded by love. Born in Detroit, Reese started singing in church when she was 6 years old. And at 12, gospel legend Mahalia Jackson asked her to go on tour with her. Reese had several hits, including Don't You Know? And the one appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show 18 times. Who would have guessed that? I wouldn't have got that trivia question. Reese also became the first black woman to fill in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. And she was the first black woman to host her own syndicated variety series, Della, which ran from the year 1969 to 70. In addition to being an actor and a singer, Reese was an ordained minister who founded the Understanding Principles for Better Living Church. The church grew over time, started out holding services in her own living room for just 8 members. So a lot of things she's accomplished. Della Reese, Touched by an Angel, may you be dancing with the angels now. There's another performer that's not looking too good right now. If anybody remembers the Partridge Family, like I did, David Cassidy, of the 70s teen heartthrob and star of, you know, the Partridge Family. He is on life support, supposedly, right now. He's having organ failure with liver and kidney damage, or there has to be damage because they're... And I also read he has dementia. Dementia seems to be a horrible thing. I have a relative who's starting to show signs of dementia and a little bit of a struggle. A relative sometimes, almost every day, doesn't know where she's at, but she knows who you are. I said to her, as long as you know who I am, that's what's most important. For those who get beyond that point, it's a hard struggle for family members. So maybe one of these days, this gene therapy stuff, or, you know, someone's going to find something that's going to correct that. And that'll be a good thing. For David Cassidy, his family released a message on Twitter this evening to update fans. His ex-wife, Sue Schifrin, according to popculture.com, took to Twitter to update worried fans about his condition, writing, official update, critical but stable. Cassidy was rushed to the hospital late last week due to reported liver and kidney failure. There we go. He was put into a medically induced coma and was being held in an intensive care unit. Cassidy's representative confirmed yesterday that he is now conscious. He was conscious and surrounded by family, including his son, Bo Cassidy, his brother, Patrick Cassidy, and Schifrin. The 67-year-old made headlines with his health back in March when he revealed he was battling dementia. There you have it. It is reported that his health has been in decline for the past several months. So hoping you feel better, David. Hope you make a recovery. I don't know if they find a donor, if it's enough time to help him or not. But you have a lot of fans pulling for you. By the way, for anyone who doesn't know, I am a living kidney donor to a good friend of mine. And anyone has questions wondering about what it's like to donate an organ, is it safe? I can tell you, yes, it is. And if you want to make a difference for someone, and especially somebody that you feel, you know, you want to make a difference in their quality of life or give them more life, share it. You know, the Maker gave us two so that we can share one. And I don't regret doing it. And we'll talk about that more in a future show. But if you're curious about being a living organ donor, you can make a difference. What else is going on in the news? Let me go to a quick break, and we'll come back in a few minutes. And by the 9 o'clock hour, George Rother, a.k.a. the movie guy 24/7, shall be with us. So right now, listen to these cool commercial breaks. We'll see you in three.
I'm Black Man, saving man's eyes, one stereotype at a time.
To the Black Mother. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will Black Man make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFarleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chris Kelly from 80s TV, show number 38. The time is 8:57 Eastern Standard Time, November 20th, 2017. And I'm live here in the Philadelphia suburb of Newtown Square. What are you doing? Where are you at? In a few minutes, we're going to have my good friend George Rother, a.k.a. Movie Guy 24/7 of MovieGuy247.com. He knows everything about movies. If you have any trivia, write them. If you want to know more, follow him. He's a good guy, and George knows his stuff. We'll find out what's hot at the movies, what's coming, his thoughts, on the players that we lost this week or the ones we're about to lose. I know there's another list. I think the guy who played the grandfather on the Cosby Show passed away as well at the age of 91, I believe. I'm sure George, I have more details on that, and I apologize for not calling his name, but I remember seeing the story. So they say they come in threes. Anymore, it seems like they come in fives. So I don't know what's going on anymore. Changes in the universe, right? It's currently 8:59. Again, if you want to call in tonight, the number, let me give it to you one more time, is 718-508-9883. If you want to call in, send me a message on Facebook. Let me know that it's you calling in and what number I can expect to see in the switchboard. We'll plug you in. What else happened today? We had the end of a scary, scary chapter in American history. Charlie Manson, leader of the Manson family, has passed away of natural causes, is all we know. Amen, close the book. I posted something today someone found controversial. That was basically that, you know, good riddance from this earth. Challenge because I didn't say rest in peace or send prayers for him, and I don't care. The guy was disgusting. That was my wife and daughter. I wouldn't find forgiveness, and that's something I have to take with my maker. Although I respect the opinions of others to have their own opinions, that's mine. So the book is closed, and I don't care to talk about that creep anymore. So right now, I think our friend is on the line. Let me introduce to you the one, the only, George Rother. Is that you?
Yes.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Good. It's been a while. I apologize. A lot of things going on.
Not too much. Same old, watching a lot of movies, just being the movie guy.
I was telling folks that you are the movie guy. If they want to have any trivia questions answered or they want to find some facts out, they can always find you on Facebook at Movie Guy 24/7 or go to your webpage at MovieGuy247.com. George is the king of the movies. What's new, man? I haven't talked to you in about a month. Besides the movies, how you doing? Is everything all right?
You know, a few health problems here and there. Headaches, backache, but it comes with age, you know, so.
Yeah, I feel it. I got crinks and cranks and rinks and ranks every time I turn or twist.
The ever noisy body when you wake up and you hear all the joints creak. Oh, yes.
Right. Where's the train that ran me over? I feel like it every day.
Darn right.
I was saying, we had a couple passings this week, right? In the acting world.
We had
world,
several
right?
passings this week. Today it was today I found out about Della Reese. Della Reese. Yesterday I found about Mel Tillis and what's his name? The guy who played Bill Cosby's father in The Cosby Show. Earl Hyman, that's his name.
I was hoping you had that. I said that earlier and I couldn't recall the name, so I'm glad you did.
Took me a moment. And before that, it was Ann Wedgeworth, who you might remember from half a season of Three's Company.
Yeah, I remember her from Three's Company, of course.
And I think that was everybody. Malcolm Young from AC/DC.
Yeah, I mentioned him earlier. Rest in peace. Rock on.
And the death that I think people are celebrating, Charles Manson.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. May the book be closed. They haven't said why, but I don't think people care why, right?
Yeah. Not that I celebrate anybody's death. I never would, but at least he never got free. At least he died in prison. So,
yeah.
There you go. But now I'm keeping a close eye on David Cassidy as he's not doing well.
No. I get appalled when I look online and I see people just racing to say, you know, rest in peace. And I'm looking at the website to get their information from. It's something I've never heard before. I'm like, did you check your facts? Because he hasn't passed yet. Apparently he's having dementia and issues with his liver and kidney.
Kidney and liver.
But his ex-wife posted something about 2 hours ago saying that he's alive. He's stable. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be, sadly, I hope it doesn't sound like he's going to make a recovery, but I know.
I'm friends with his mother, Shirley Jones, on Facebook. So I check her page.
Has she been posting a lot?
I'm sorry?
Has Shirley Jones been posting a lot?
She posted a few things about David, you know, about her prayers going out to him and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep an eye on those things.
Someone told me today that I didn't know this, that he was actually the only one that really sang on the Partridge Family.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm imagining Shirley Jones must have sang too, because she has a good voice.
Yeah,
but,
I would think so.
I think the others did not do their own singings, nor did they play their instruments.
Mm-hmm. I always imagine them with a tambourine or something shaking, yeah.
Yeah, that was the youngest girl that had the tambourine. Tracy, that was her name. And she's actually the one that's deceased.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a crazy
Yeah, her and, who was that guy? Ruben. Yeah, that was his name. Ruben Kincaid.
Ruben, the manager, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Madden, who passed on a few.
Do you think we have movies in the next life? What do you think?
I can hope so, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know what the next life holds, but sometimes it's interesting to think about.
Yeah, it is. I hope we have them. But what do we have
now?
Well,
that would be cool.
What's going on now? I haven't seen a lot of promotions other than the Justice League. What's going on in the theaters?
Well, Justice League was quite good, but I liked Thor Ragnarok better.
Okay.
That was really good. Star Wars comes out in about a month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So we're looking for, yes, we all are. Let's see what else is good. Well, since we haven't talked in a while, I don't recall if I mentioned it, but the Blade Runner sequel, I was really disappointed in that.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of hype, and then it's kind of like, I've heard that a lot, it just seemed like it dropped. I was excited about it as well.
It hasn't made back its money. And I didn't think it would.
What was the down point? What were the?
I beg your pardon?
What were the down points? What did you? I didn't see it yet. So what?
It was way too long.
Yeah.
It was nearly 3 hours long.
Oh man.
It didn't have to be that long. It dragged. The visual effects, they weren't really that impressive. I just thought it was an all-around disappointing film.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. What did I see that was good, though? I did see something good, though, over the weekend. I saw the movie Wonder, starring Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson.
Oh, tell me. My wife wanted to see that. I'm sure she's Julia Roberts.
Well, they play the parents of this child who has a genetic disorder that makes his face deformed. And it's about the kid's first year in a real school. His mother homeschooled him, but now that he's in the fifth grade, they've decided that maybe it's time he go to real school and be with kids, other kids. So it's about his first year, adjusting, how the other kids take to him. It's a little bit like Mask.
Okay.
But I thought it was very similar. But it was terrific. I highly recommend that one.
Let me ask you about the Thor Ragnarok. My wife and I were looking to see what we could watch the other day on on demand, and So let's watch the Thor movies. I know Thor Ragnarok is out, and I said there's been a couple, you know, movies with a couple action figures. And so I went back to 2013 and rented Thor, I guess, the dark something. And I realized,
the Dark World.
There was one before that. I didn't think it went back to 2011. I'm like, what planet have I been living on? So I
yes,
take it back and watch them in sequence. Do they all make
the
sense?
The first movie was in 2011, and then it was followed 2 years later by Thor the Dark World. And now we've got the third Thor standalone movie, Ragnarok.
It's
a lot better than The Dark World.
Okay.
So I do recommend
looking
that
forward
one.
To it.
You're going to like it. I think you're going to like it.
Nice.
And this coming weekend, well, the movie's open on Wednesday this week because of Thanksgiving. The only movie coming out, the only major one coming out, is the new Pixar film, Coco.
Right.
And that's the one about the kid in Mexico who goes to the land of the dead or something.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does look. They keep making those Pixar movies cooler and cooler, I think.
Well, they do some good. Some are obvious cash grab movies, like Cars 3 this past summer.
Yeah.
That was just a cash grab deal, you know. It wasn't even that good. But Coco looks like one of the efforts that they really did something with, that they really made an effort on, trying to do something. So, I am kind of looking forward to it. And, the other movie I'm really psyched for, it's going to be one of those limited release movies that probably only play at the Ritz. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, that looks awesome.
That's what it's called?
Yes, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It stars, Frances McDormand. She's this mother whose daughter was murdered. And she doesn't think the local police are doing anything to catch him, so she puts up these billboards demanding action, and it creates a whole firestorm. Woody Harrelson plays the local sheriff. It's kind of a comedy. It's supposed to be funny, but it's from the guy who directed In Bruges, and what's that other movie? Oh, Seven Psychopaths. His name is Martin McDonagh, and his other movies are great, so I'm expecting really good things from this.
Okay. Excellent. What's going on at the Ritz? Anything interesting? Is that playing there?
Well, that's where it's going to play. I'm probably going to go see it Sunday afternoon with a friend of mine.
Okay.
But, yes, there have been a few good movies at the Ritz recently. A few weeks ago, I went to see The Florida Project. It's about this six-year-old girl who lives with her single mother in this motel. And it's just her life. It focuses on this subculture of people who live year-round in these motels, work crappy jobs and all that. They just don't have much money. There's no real plot to it per se. It's just, you know, a few days in the life or some time in the life of this girl and her friends and her mother and what they go through. And William Dafoe is in it. He plays the motel manager. So he's kind of like a sort of father figure. I thought it was excellent. I gave it 4 stars.
Wow. I miss him. I haven't seen him much lately, William Dafoe. It's good to see he's still out there.
Oh, he's still acting. I think he was supposed to be in Justice League, but they cut his part out. But I have a feeling that when Justice League hits Blu-ray, you're going to get a longer director's cut, and they're going to put his part back in.
Well, who was he in?
I want to say he was somebody that had something to do with Aquaman in Atlantis or something.
Okay.
I forget the character's name right now, but my friend pointed it out that that's who he was, so.
Okay. I want to ask you.
Now, here's some...
Somebody sent me an article. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Chris. No, go ahead.
I was saying, I want to ask you. I heard about another movie. I've heard about this movie they're making, and somebody sent me an article about it today. I don't know if you heard anything about it. It's called The Irishman.
Oh, God, yes. Scorsese's new picture. Yeah, it's another gangster movie. I believe De Niro and Pesci are in that one.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I heard rumors that it might go direct to Netflix.
Really?
And well, that's a rumor.
Okay.
It's a Martin Scorsese movie. I doubt he's going to do the directed Netflix thing. I think he wants to stick with theaters.
Right.
You know, he's still a prominent enough director that people, you know, his movies will still play.
For anybody listening,
and there's going to be a
The movie's based on the book "I Hear You Paint Houses," which is an old mobster term for, you know, "I hear you whack people," you know. And
yeah,
guy Sheeran, I think from Darby, Pennsylvania, right? You know the story, who claims he was the hitman and a good friend of Hoffa's who did the work. There is some challenging versions of this story from other gangsters, but sticking with this is the official. So if you know the book, I hear you paint houses, and that's what this movie's based on, and I'm excited. Any idea when they may release it?
Not a clue. I've been hearing about it for a while, but I honestly don't have a release date on that one.
Okay.
Now, what was I going to say?
Well,
oh.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some trivia. We're actually kind of a news story. We all know that Kevin Spacey's on has gotten himself into some trouble.
Right.
Okay, so he was supposed to be in this movie coming out next month called All the Money in the World. He was to play J. Paul Getty. Now, the movie was already completed, but in light of his legal troubles, they've called back the entire cast, and they're going to reshoot Kevin Spacey scenes with Christopher Plummer and put him in the movie instead. And they're still going to release it in December like they plan.
Okay.
Now, this is unprecedented, sort of. I don't think they've ever tried anything like this before, doing something this quickly before a film's release date.
Mm-hmm.
They have 2 weeks to refilm all these scenes and edit them into the movie. So we'll see how that works out, but yeah, Spacey really is on the dirt list.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. They replaced him. Yeah, he's a lot of people. I mean, even last I heard today, I mean, Al Franken this week, and I just heard tonight it was the reporter Rose. I can't think of his first name. Charlie Rose. Yeah, CBS is calling him for suspending him for a little while.
Louis C.K. had a movie coming out like this coming week, a movie he stars in and directs. Louis C.K., the comedian.
Yeah. Right.
The studio pulled it indefinitely. I'm not sure if they're ever going to release his movie.
Not good, guys. Act like good guys. Not good, bad guys. Even if it is 50 years ago. Great enough. What about Christmas movies? I haven't heard much about much hype about anything for Christmas either. I mean, everything's about Star Wars, but nothing else. Anything brewing?
I'm trying to remember. What are the biggies this Christmas? Well, Star Wars, that obviously eclipses everything, but the other one I'm looking forward to is The Greatest Showman, I think it's called. It stars Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a musical, a song and dance musical, and I think it looks really good.
What is it based on, do you know?
Yeah, it's about P.T. Barnum and his life, how he started a whole circus thing.
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember, what other movies? Well, another movie I know of that's coming out is something I definitely wouldn't call good. It's this stupid-looking comedy called Father Figures, starring Owen Wilson and Ed Helms. Basically, they find out that the man they thought was his father, their father, isn't. And her their mother tells them, well, it could be any of these four guys that I know. back in the 70s, sexual revolution, she got around, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they go on the road to check out these guys and see if any of them are their father. I'm looking at that preview, and it just looks colossally unfunny. But, you know, it was supposed to come out a while ago. So, you know, the whole delayed release thing, that's another bad sign. But the weird thing was, I saw a preview for it, like, almost a year ago. And it had a different title. It was supposed to be called Bastards. But I don't ever see them releasing a movie with that title. I just don't see many theaters that would want to put that on their marquee.
No. Out of curiosity, do you watch shows on Netflix, too, or are you mostly only movies?
I watch the occasional movie on Netflix.
You don't watch Stranger Things, do you?
I've been wanting to. I hear it's great, but I've never watched it.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to talk to you when you're done. I just got finished watching season two. So there's only two seasons, about, I guess, maybe 16 or 17 episodes altogether. So let me know if you do. I want to hear what your thoughts are on it.
Actually, there is a Netflix show I watch when they come on. Fuller House.
Ah, Fuller House. It's like based on, the older version of Full House, right? I haven't seen any episodes. Is it really good?
It's just as cheesy as the original series. I sit here, Don and I kind of like it, but at the same time we're kind of laughing at it like, are you for real? Good grief. But it's not a horrible show. It's just totally cheesy. So we can call that a guilty pleasure.
Yes, I hear you. I definitely hear that. What can we look forward to talking about next week? Have anything you're going to see this week that you're excited about? Or is this going to be played by ear because it's kind of quiet?
Well, like I said, my plan this week, Thanksgiving weekend, is to see Coco and that Three Billboards movie.
Okay.
So next week I can talk about those two films if you'd like.
I'm looking forward to hearing about it, my brother. I want to wish you a great holiday.
You too.
And, glad to have you back and glad I'm back. It's been a while. I'm glad
you're back too, Chris. Welcome back to the air.
Thank you, man. I love that you're part of us. For anyone, again, wants to know anything about movies, check out George Rother, A Movie Guy 24/7 on Facebook, AmovieGuy247.com. And I'll let you take it off, George. Tell us more. Tell it from the...
Oh, hey, everybody. It's George here, a.k.a. Movie Guy 24/7. Come check me out on Facebook. You can find me under Movie Guy 24/7. If you want to find out stuff about movies, you want to read reviews of the latest, you want to play some games about movies, you have any questions, just hop on the page, like it, and do what you do. Hope to see you there. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, George. See you next week.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one. You
Take
too.
Care,
thanks.
You too. Bye-bye. Dad, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about Stranger Things.
I'm black man. Baby man dies. One stereotype at a time.
To the black mother. To the corner of Martin Luther King Street and Malcolm X Boulevard, pronto.
Will black men make it to the crime on time? Or will he be on CPT? Stay tuned at ChrisFraleyPresents.com.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is a perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world.
That's right. You can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Kelly from 80s TV. You were just listening to George Rother, otherwise known as the Movie Guy, 24/7. Check him out on Facebook. Follow his website, movieguy247.com. George is a great guy, and he knows his movies. Hope you guys are getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday this week. If you're by yourself, enjoy a turkey sandwich. If you're with friends, if you prefer that, or family, I hope it's fun-filled and full of stuffing. Gobble, 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 gobble. It's 9:27. We're going to have a short show tonight. I want to see what else we can talk about that I have in my list. I'm thinking maybe we can stretch back into the 80s for the next few minutes. I was thinking, you know, what were we listening to 30 years ago in 1987? What was big on the charts this week? So I can tell you in November 1987, November 7th and November 14th, I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany was in the top Billboard, Billboard.com archives. And today, well, actually, tomorrow, November 21st. Anyone remember Billy Idol? Money, money was probably the number one hit. Gosh, Billy, how you doing, brother? Taking me back. November 28th, I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley. that was it for November. And then the first week of December in 1987, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Who remembers that? Taking it back 30 years. I was 17. That makes me only 27 now, right? I wish. I am obsessed with this Netflix series, Stranger Things. I don't know who else has been watching. Of course, I like the Goldbergs. Hands down, it's a great show. But Stranger Things is also obsessive if you like the 80s. Season 2 is on Netflix. You can probably find both seasons there if you haven't caught on to this show. It's worth watching, especially if you like the 80s or you're from the 80s. It's going to pull you in. A lot of cool things that you'll see. I don't want to talk too much about it. I don't want to give a spoiler away because it's always like going to get the binge watch. And if you haven't watched it, I don't want to give it away. But there was an episode everybody's talking about in the second season. I think it's episode 7. Season 2, Stranger Things creators admit that people are annoyed at what happened in episode 7. So if you remember, if you have watched it, 11 finds a long-lost sibling, so to speak, with similar powers to hers. I don't give away too much, but people are wondering, why did they go that route? You know, I have to wonder, maybe it's going to play a bigger factor in season 3, season 4 or 5, and I hope it goes on way beyond that. A lot of great acting. Winona Ryder has made a comeback with this. It's a great show. It takes me back. I strongly advise you watch it, and then let me know what you think. Like I said, I want to keep this short. It's a holiday week. I know a lot of folks are traveling, or they're watching football tonight if it's on. I know we talked about the Eagles. May they carry on. So that's the only games that I'm thinking about right now are the Eagles, and I know they played last night, and that's all that matters. Keep in touch. We're going to revamp this show. We're also going to revamp some of the video episodes. I want to thank everyone for their support. Sorry I haven't been on in a while, but I'd ask you guys to stay with me. And I want to wish you all well, a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for the opportunity to do this type of work in my free time. And I'm thankful for my friends and all of you out there that listen, and all of you that I've yet to meet and who will listen. I'm just thankful. To not be thankful in this life is not cool. All right, everyone, have a great evening. Have a great week. And I'll see you next week on Chris Kelly from 80s TV and Totally Driven Radio. Bye-bye.